Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Out of Control, Confusion. Confusion abounds. People don't know what to think. Society lacks moral moorings. The very underpinnings of our Judeo-Christian ethic are becoming undone, and it shows in more and more craziness, chaos, and confusion. The further we get from the God of the Bible, the more confused we get. The psalmist asked, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11:3. Great question. The contemplative answer follows. Psalm 11:4. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids test the sons of men. God is still on His throne. He is still sovereign. He allows the sons of men to be tested. Confusing times are testing times. Where is our rock? Where do we find ultimate security? Where do we find our peace? James contrasted the wisdom from below with the wisdom from above. James describes the wisdom from below as being earthly, natural, demonic. And then James made this statement, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. At core, the wisdom from below is all about self. It's selfish. It's all about self-promotion and self-gratification. It's not God-oriented, but rather self-oriented. And the result is confusion and every evil thing. When it's all about self, confusion and evil rule the day. And the further society gets from God, the more confusion reigns. Satan is the master of confusion. The self-seeking wisdom from below caters to the self-life and is demonically inspired. In contrast, God is not the author of confusion. The word confusion means disorder. Paul therefore goes on to say to God's people, let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:33 and then 40. Out of control confusion is the fruit of applying the wisdom from below, which in reality is folly. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control, Galatians 5:22 and 23. The last days are perilous, that is, dangerous times, 2 Timothy 3:1. And they are dangerous times because they are days of apostasy in which society has abandoned the truth of God. That puts them into the tailspin of total confusion. The first thing Paul mentions that will characterize the last days' perilous times is that men will be lovers of themselves. It's all about self. And where self-seeking exists, there is confusion and every evil thing. And that is where we are. Into the context of self-centered apostasy, Paul exhorts Timothy to preach the word. He tells him to be ready in season and out of season, both when it is well received and when it is not. 2 Timothy 4:2. Come what may, our job is to preach the word. Paul further says, 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Sound doctrine is healthy doctrine. It is what is good for you. Instead of sound, healthy doctrine, in the last days, many professing Christians will demand self-centered teaching that caters to the wisdom from below. But as James says, the source of self-seeking is earthly, natural, demonic in origin. And the inevitable result is confusion and every evil thing. The only answer to out-of-control confusion is the Word of God. God's truth is our stabilizer for time and eternity. God and His truth is our rock. 2 Samuel 22:47 says, the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. Psalm 71:1 in the Old King James says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are our rock as believers. And so, Lord, help us to keep our eyes upon you. Lord, help us never to be put to confusion, the confusion that defines the world as it lives by a whole nother code of wisdom that is earthly, natural, demonic. Lord, there where there's self-seeking envy, there's confusion and every evil thing. Lord, help us to be those who live by the wisdom from above, which brings about peace. It's first pure, then peaceable. Lord, again, we thank you that you're our rock, you're our wisdom. Help us to live accordingly. I pray in Christ's name, amen.